Okay, good morning. We Masechet Bava Metzia, Daf Samach Bet. Starting at the bottom of Samach Aleph Amud Bet, dedicate this shir in Yishmat. When it was done in this war, to Chayalim and to civilians, to Ptsuim, Rishur Shleima, to all the Chatufim and Edarim, mentioned Matan Shachar Ben Anat, loss of Baba of the Perez tank. And yeah, please God, we're still in the month of Nisan, looking for real Surot, Tovot, Yeshuot, Venechamot. Okay, so we've seen up until now, we saw machloket between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan, whether ribit, we force you to pay back the money or not. Or not even force you to pay it back, but paying it back, is it a takana? If a person was over on the mitzvah of ribit, and now he pays back the ribit, does he get prevented from, does that save him from malkot and punishment, etc.? It's a lot to say of the Torah, so you chayv malkot. So we saw that Rabbi Elazar says that we make him give it back. Yochanan says it doesn't make a difference, you don't give it back. What is Rabbi Yair? We're starting with 1, 2, 3, 4 lines from the bottom of the Amud. Or 5 lines, actually. The last very word of Adabar Ava Amarkra. Al tikach mito neshech v'tarbit. Don't take neshech v'tarbit. Right? So he quotes another pasuk here in Vayikra. V'yereita melohecha v'chai achicha imach. He says, ribit is lemora nitav, not lishavon. In other words, the mitzvah of ribit is v'yareita. It doesn't help you to give it back on a day. Rav Amar Megufet HaKrashman, you can see it written in the Pasuk, straightforward in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, mot yumat damav bo yiyeh. Right, so b'neshech natan v'tarbit, like we've seen in the Pasuk before, v'chai. Lo yichyeh et kol atovot eile asa mot yumat amav bo yeh. Right, it says, hukshu malve ribit to shofchei damim. So there we've got a hekesh between people who give ribit to shofchei damim, to killing people. And we explained that you can end up giving an ani, taking away his money. And in the end, look at Rashi, the last Rashi, and Megufa Dekra. It says, the b'neshech natan, the b'yecheskel nafkele behed yed written mufurash. How did you spill blood? You made your friend poor. Who made Barav, I love Yashuvu. When he dies, he's going to come back. How does it help? Once you kill the guy, well, I suppose in principle, if you killed somebody and you brought him back to life, maybe you would be chayv mita. I don't know. And it's that you were, I don't know, a miracle maker. You were at we saw stories of Tanai and they brought people back to life. They weren't Chayav Mita. No, that's part of your principle. You're calling a person.
Or a doctor.
What? Or a doctor. If a doctor killed somebody and brought him back to life.
Yeah,
it's
possible.
Oh, yeah, it's possible. Right, yeah. I don't know. Okay, anyway, but as a rule, person dies, he's dead. So Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, might another Gemara understands that that's basically what Rabbi Yochanan Shitta. So Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, my time with Rabbi Elazar. What's Rabbi Elazar's reason? Why does he say that at the end of the day you got to give back the money? He says, why? Because the pasuk says, v'chai bahem. Famous Gemara coming up. We all know this Gemara. Famous Gemara. Yeah, last couple of dapim, really. A lot of famous dapim. He says, what's Rabbi Elazar's reason? So Rabbi Elazar's reason is because he quotes the pasuk which we just saw, right? The pasuk said, al tikach mito neshech v'tarbit. Don't take away from him. Why? You have to live with him. Look at Rashi. Rashi the crab, ribit kai. The first part of the passage mentions ribit. He says, "Al tikach mito." I'm sorry to keep you awake there. Right? He says, "V'chai achicha imach." Right? "V'chai achicha imach." Ahad alei, give him back the money. Ki haichid nichi. Right? So it'll be comfortable. The Bach adds in over here. He says, "Kaichid nechei." Bahadach, right? You got to be comfortable. How do you live with a guy? You're taking his money. You're not giving it back. How do you live with him? How do you live with yourself? So the Gemara says, how you live with him? You got to live with him. So chayim chichimach, you got to live together. You can't have a society where people are taking money from one another. So Gemara says, okay, Rabbi Elazar seems to have a pretty strong argument over here. So Rabbi Yochanan, he says, no, you have to give back the money. So Gemara says, "Hi, v'chai achichimach." My, I mean, what are you going to do with that pasuk? V'chai achichimach, live with your friend. Amazing. So Yubalechta, he needs another brighter. And what's the brighter? This is a famous Gemara Shnayim. Shayu mahalchim b'derech. Two people walking together on the way. They're going to teal. One of them's got a canteen of water or a jug of a flask. Right? If there's enough water, if they split it between the two, they're both going to die. Right? Rashi but Samei, Shein must speak Krishna. There's not enough for both of them. If one of them drinks the water, Magir Yishuv, he'll make his way to a safe place. He'll find more water there. So Darish Ben Petora, Ben Petora said, Mutav Sheishtu Shnehem V'yamutu. Ben Petora said, listen, what's going to be here? You can't choose yourself with your blood thicker than his blood. Drink it together and both die. V'al yireh echad mim bebitato shel chaveru. And don't allow yourself to even see your friend die next to you. Ad shebar Rabbi Akiva v'limer. Rabbi Akiva came and said, no. V'chai achicha imach. What does it mean, v'chai achicha imach? I'll be very honest with you. I'm not sure that if I was, I would have darshened it this way. But that's why he's Rabbi Akiva. Because it's v'chai achicha imach. Look at Rashi here. The third one lines at the top. Chayecha kodmin. V'chai achicha imach. Your friend has to live with you. You've got to be alive for your friend to live with you. Your job is to look after your life. Chayecha kodmim lechayecha vercha. Says your life comes first. Okay.
It's interesting that the Ben Petura, his name, has like.
Okay. So Meitiv, the Gemara says Kasha Rabbi Yochanan. Kasha Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara says Meitiv, he niach lem aviyem aot shoribit. Their father left them money which was ribit. Apish yodin shem shoribit and achayim laachsiran. They don't have to return it. Look, the Bach falls in here. A big thing says, Inu, who the Ein Chavinach? This is the Diuk in the Gemara. They, the kids, don't have to return it. Aval Ha'avin, Chayav Lachzir. But the father himself has to return it. So what do we see from here? That you can't just not give back the money. So because Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says, Now, Bedinu, Davu, Namilo, Mechayav Lachzir, in Mekir Adin, even the father doesn't have to. So how come the Mishnah says over here, or this brightness says over here? I think God worrying about Bakama. We learned this not long ago. Right, if I did a kabbai, the mitnah sefer. The sefer says, "Eniach lem aviem parav v'talit v'chol davar mesuyam." If their father left them stuff in the world, cows and clothing, anything specific which can be identified, which was stolen from somebody, they've got to return it. The kids have to return it if they can know who the owners were. Chayavin lachzim nekvod aviem. That's called kavod aviem. So therefore, says Rabbi Yochanan, if it's defending Rabbi Yochanan, tayinami reisha bedidu. So really, when the Mishnah or the Brayta said that the father has to return it, but the kids don't, it's not really the father. The money, the father doesn't have to even return. But to keep this out of the past, it's just like the kids have to return the identifiable objects. The father would have to return the money, they have to return the money. But really, they don't have to even.
Is there a duty to return the rebate?
So it seems like for the kids, no. That was the Machlokes Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Elazar says yes, Rabbi Yochanan says no. This brighter was originally a kasha Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara say, no, it's not a kasha Rabbi Yochanan. Because you're either the Mishnah.
The previous stuff, the verse is, it doesn't seem like it. It just says you have to fear Hashem.
That's what Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Elazar says, yes, we got a machloket here between. The passage we brought in the previous stuff was a passage to support Rabbi Yochanan. There was a kasha against Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says, you do have to. But it seems the Gemara seems to be favoring Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar said, V'chai Bahem. Rabbi Yochanan explained V'chai with something else. Now the Gemara is a bride and said, look, the father has to give it back. It's the kids who don't have to give it back. The father has to. So forget about the kids, but there seems to be an Indian that ribbit has to be returned by the father. Just as there's a special exemption here for the kids. So now the Gemara says, no, even the father doesn't have to return it. It's stylistic over here of what seems to imply that the father has to. Because what it's saying is, that the kids don't have to return the money, but they have to return identifiable article. You wanted to make a diuk and say, the kids don't have to, but the father would have to. So that's not even a diuk. The reason why we're discussing what the kids have to do is only because they do have to, because they would have to return identifiable stuff, mesuyam, therefore telling us they don't have to reply that they have to return the money. But to try and imply that it's the kids who don't have to return the money, the father would have to return the money, the Gemara doesn't accept. He says, no, that's not a good deal. So at the moment, we're supporting Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says, and why could of Kavod Aviyem? Says, because of Kavod Aviyem, because of Kavod. But where's the Kavod of their father? Karikam, Nasiba Mecha Lo Ta'or. Rabbi said, V'nasiba Mecha, the Nasi who's part of your nation, you don't curse. When is he called part of your nation? Boseh, Ma'ase Amcha. When he behaved like a good Jew. Rabbi Right? We saw all these Gemaras in Baba Kama. Right? Mishmat Rabbah, B'sha'ah, so, the father was Ma'asi Amcha, B'sha'asa Tshuva. Right? In other cases there, Rav Pinchas, in the Gemara that Rav Pinchas spoke about, right? That's a Gemara also in Masechet Chagiga there, where in the case of the father did Tshuva, the Gemara says, Zachinami B'sha'asa Tshuva. That's what's happening in this bright over here as well. Why is there Kavod Avicha? Because the father did Tshuva. So the Gemara, I don't understand. Yasa Tshuva, my Bayi Gabay. If he did Tshuva, what does this money do with him? The first thing you do if you take Ribbit and you do Tshuva, you go and you give back the money. Right? You're going to do Tshuva. So he says, no, she'll always speak Lach Shirat Shemay. He did Tshuva before he died. He never got a chance to get the money back. Okay. So basically, we started to attack Rabbi Yochanan and we resolved it. Now the Kashan Rabbi Yochanan. Meitive, Hagazlanin umalve ribit. So look at the packaging of the words here. Hagazlanin, the guys who steal, right? Umalve ribit. Both of them, afapishe gavu machziv, they took it, they machziv. The word gavu, ligvot. Right, I don't know how you translate it in English, but that's not a word for a gazlan. A gazlan doesn't govea. Govea means when somebody owes you something, you go and take it from him. A gazlan, you don't owe the gazlan anything, otherwise you wouldn't be called the gazlan. Right, so the bright...
Govea sometimes comes with enforcers.
Okay, no, but even though when you govea something with force, it's when it's owed to you, and the court imposes the guard, sends people to go and take it back because it's owed to you. But that's not the term for gazlan. Right, a gazlan is as a govei. So the Gemara says, I understand, gazlanin, my afapisha gavuika. What does it mean when you say a gazlan, although that he took it from you as owing to you? Ika gazu. If there's something that he stole there, then it's stolen. And ilo gazu, if he hasn't stolen yet, so gazlanin kota, you call him a gazu, not a gazlan. Gemara says, no, you're right. Ela ema gazlanin. We're saying gazlanin, umay knew who are the gazlanin? Malve ribit. It's the guy who malve ribit, called the gazlan. That's what it means, called the gazlan. Now, so the Gemara, and afapisha gavu machzirin, and even though he took it from you, the malve ribit, machzirin, so this is a pretty kashya, good strong kashya on who? On Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, you don't have to give it back. Seems to supply support Rabbi Lazarus. Said, you got to give it back. Yeah, if you don't give it back, you call the gazlan. Give it back. So the Gemara says, now Tanai, it's Machloket Tanai, not so Pashut, Machloket Tanai. The Tanya, and he quotes a writer, Rabbi Yedechemiev, Rabbi Eliezer, Ben Yaakov, Portrin et Amalve, Vet Arev. Rabbi, we'll see in a moment, Rashi says, yeah, we're missing a couple of things here. Rashi says like this. Rabbi Nechem, Rabbi Elazar, Ben Yaakov, Potrin and Amalvi Vet Arev, they potter them, look at Rashi, min lo ta'ase umalkot. So the Malve and the Arev, Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov and Rabbi Nechem, Tanaim, potter the guy, the guys who were the guarantor, the Arev, and the Malve. Why? Mipnei sheyesh bahem kum ase. Because there's a kum ase. Right? Now, if there's a mitzvah asay, we know you don't get malkot on a mitzvah asay, correct? You only get malkot on a mitzvah lot asay. So he says, why does he potter them? Now, how's the arev involved here? The arev is involved here because what's happening over here is that, let's say that Chaim lends Moshe money and Yossi is the arev. So now, the understanding here is that Yossi, Chaim, lend Moshe never had the money. So the arev went and paid the malve. And then the Arev went and got the money back from the Love. So all three people were involved in the ribbit over here, right? He paid the ribbit for him, and then he claimed the ribbit from him. So he's also like taking the ribbit. So it seems like the Arev over here is like a Malve number two. So he's going to get Malkot. So he comes along with Tanaim and say, they're Patur. So he says, why? Sheesh b'hem kum asay. Because it's a mitzvah asay. Not really a mitzvah asay, but there's a kum asay. We'll see what that is. And Rashi says, "V'havele lav hanitak le'asei." Now we know that whenever there's a lav that's got the other side of it, a mitzvah asei, even though there's a lav, the lav is neutralized to the marker because it's called the lav hanitak le'asei. It becomes a lav hanitak le'asei is like an asei. Remember that? We know that, right? So a lav, a lot asei, a negative commandment which has a positive commandment attached to it, becomes like a positive commandment. There would be malkut. So the Gemara asks, "My kum asei? What's the kum? I say, what's the mitzvah? I say over here, love mishum damrinalei kumu ahuduru. Give back the money. So it seems like it's a mitzvah from the Torah that if you took the ribbit, give it back. And now by giving it back, it becomes a mitzvah. I say, you patur. So here seems to be a mitzvah to give back the money. He uses the kashi on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, you have to give the money back. Be kashi over here. Right, look at Rashi over here. Lol, love b'nei aduru, kumu aduru, ma she gavitim. Vezehu nitkula sekrim in al tikach. Vim dakach dech hechzer b'chai achicha. What's the same pasuk? What does it mean from b'chai achicha imach? Right? The pasuk says b'chai achicha imach, meaning give the money back. Otherwise, how can you live with him? So now if Rabbi Nehemiah and Rabbi Lezer and Yaakov say there's a mitzvah asya to give the money back, and they're arguing on Tanakama, Michal Sigur, what the Tanakama said, there's no mitzvah to give it back. And that's our machloket Tanai between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Yochanan holds like Tanakama, he says there's no mitzvah to give it back. And Rabbi Elazar holds like Rabbi Nehemiah, Rabbi Elizabeth Yaakov, say, you give it back. The woman says, no. That's not the real, that's not what's going on over here. Right? That's not what's going on over here. Love, Sigur says, my kumasei. So what is the kumasei? Then the kumasei over here is likrosh dara, to tear up the document. It's got nothing to do with giving back the money. You're not giving back the money. There's no mitzvah to give back the money. You've got to tear up the document. Whereas look at Rashi. The Rashi says, lo'olam emelach im gava divrei hakol enu metukan b'chazara min ha-malkot. Everybody agrees that if you gave it back, it doesn't help you. Just look at malkot. You can't run to Beit Din and say, no, I'm giving back the money. Tough luck, mister. You took the ribbit. Gemalkot. You want to give it back to him? That's very nice. Right? The ain kan nitek lase. That's not nitek lase. You're going to don't let it rib it. And if you give it back, you're not going to malkot. Vahve de tani pturin. Right? Vahai de tani pturin. So what is the pturin of here? Rashi answers. So what's in the bright again pturin? He says, b'shelo gavu. They haven't taken the money yet. Tatam lo avai elo shum of avai. They just appraised the amount how much he owed him. Sheshamu alav neshech haidei tanai. They had a condition that you're going to pay. And this is the amount you're going to pay. It's ribi ktsutza. Va'atu rabbi nechami rabbi lazer lemeimar. De lo tasimun alav neshech. The Kabbalah of the Torah said, lo tasimun alav neshech. Mishpatim. It's a lot of them. Don't appraise. Lo tasimun over there. Lav ashume gratis. It's not only talking about it. It's not a malkot for appraising how much, for establishing what the interest is. Ela ashume habari da gibui. It's only when you actually claim the money you get the malkot. B'chol kamish lo gavu ika kumasei likro ashtare. Now, what's the kumasei? Our brighter here, we're discussing, they actually hadn't paid the ribbit yet. That only established how much ribbit was meant to be that he had to pay. And because he hadn't paid it yet, he wouldn't be chayav the malkot until he actually paid it. So what's the mitzvah asa the kum the nitak laaseya? Either you appraised it and it's written down in the document, tear up the document. Hasn't been paid yet. Been paid, you're going to get the malkot. Right? So now, that's what he says, Makum asadi krosh dara. That's what I understand. My kasara. What's going on over here? I'm not sure. It says the Gemara. I kasava shtara omed le gavot kavui dami. We've seen that concept plenty of times. That if there's a star that's there, which enables you to claim the money, we look as if the money's already been claimed. So then you should get malkot. The shuma, once you've written that star down, see if it's gavui, get the malkot. Right? Hi, look at Rashi. I look at Gemara. We take out the ha avdu isurai. We've done the isur. And on the other hand, if you say, if we love ke gavui dami, we don't consider the star to be gavui, to be already being claimed. So halo avud v'lokun, they've done nothing. So why would you ever have a minute that they should get malkot? That they need a kumva say over here to tear up the star. And if they didn't do the star, they get malkot. This is important, eh? The Gemara is giving us a klal over here. That lo'olam lav kegavui dami. Look at Rashi. Va'ashume gradita mechayev lei tanakama. Right? And on a shume itself, tanakama would say that you chayev, and they say that you patur. V'hake mashbalan. And what are we learning from here from tanakama? The shuma miltihi, that there's substance in the shuma. Oh, that's really an isur d'oraita. Just even accounting, doing a cheshbon on what your malk, on what the interest is, really isur d'oraita. It's not kegavui. You haven't claimed it. But the shuma, it says, lota simun alav neshech. Right? Don't even do the cheshbon on what the interest should be. That in itself is isur d'oraita. The Gemara says, Achina Yisrael, makes sense. Why does it make sense? Titnan. Gemara quotes a Mishnah over here, which we'll see it in about 2 weeks, in Nun Samach Ayin, about 3 weeks, 21 days, 20, about 3 weeks. It says, V'eilu Ovrim Belota say, these are the guys who Ovrim Belota say, Hamalve, Vahalove, Ha'arev, Vaha'edim. Look at that. Who's involved here? The Malve, the guy who lends the money, the Arev, the guy who guarantees the money, the Love, the guy who gets the money, and the Edim. So Gemara says, Bishlom Akulhu Abud Maase. Understand the Malve, the Love, and the Arev. Look at Rashi. Rashi, what I said earlier on about the three guys all doing the money. He says, Bishlom, where's this Rashi over here? Le'olam, Lavka Gabuda, Mashum Gerda, Ditnan, Viamat, Nomachai, Adagabu, Bishlom, Akul, look at this Rashi. See, the Rashi says a Ditnan. Rashi is on the Ditnan, on the Mishnah. See, we learned in the Mishnah, Viamat, Lomachai, Adagabu, if you tell me the only Chai, only that they aren't Chai until they actually claim the money. So, Bishlom, Akulu, Avde, Maase, Begiviato. We understand that they all did a Maase in actually collecting the money. How? Malve, government, Arev, the lender got the money from the guarantor. V'arev bin alove, and then the guarantor went and he eventually extracted the money from the borrower. Halove natan b'yad amalve, right? V'avar b'lo tashich. So by him paying the money, the loan, when the lender paid the borrower paid the money, he was over as well. We saw that there's lo tashuch and lo tashich. They're two different things. Ela edim, my avud. What did the edim do? So in terms of paying the money, the malve lent the money, got it back, the ribbit from the arev. The arev went and chapped the money from the love. The love paid the arev. So all of them did some sort of masses. So they're chayiv. We understand. What did the edim do? Why are the edim was a chayiv malkut?
So it was the edim. Why is there such a big discussion about this one? Is it direct tzivui in the Torah that you cannot take? It's crazy. I mean, I'm just looking at one of the sources. It's a direct thing. If you take money, you interest. If you take interest, you over.
Okay, so that's if you take interest. We said earlier on Machloket Tanaim, even if you just appraise the value of the interest, you're already over. So there's lots to discuss. The question is who's involved in the interest? Yeah, the Gemara is expanding over here now. Who's involved in the process of the interest? We see now the Gemara is expanding it as well. It's the Malve, the Love, the Arev, and the Adim. That's not written in the Psukim.
The Adim, if they weren't Adim, they could all deny everything.
Okay, but what did they do? But Tachlis, they didn't do anything. Maase. So it says, Elalav. So what do you learn from here? Shma mina, deshuma miltehi, shma mina. If this whole geshift of all the people involved over here, look at people who are involved, we're seeing over here, deshuma is milteh. That's a machlok between Rechachamim and Rabbi Nechem Rabbi Yaakov. Is on the shuma itself or not? That's the machloket. So again, Rabbi Yochanan seems to have been saved. So I'm Rav Safra. Call she'ilu bedinehem. Now we get into a little bit of a complicated story. I'm apologizing in advance. I don't know if this is 100% in my clear to me, but let's see how we go. Rav Zappa wanted to do some sort of klal. He says like this: Call she'ilu bedinehem motzim milove lemalve. If any time, if the goyish courts, look at Rashi, bedinehem shel umot. Shelo ne'esar lehem ribit. See that? Rashi says straight out. The goyim are allowed to charge ribit. But Israel and the royal charging it. So in their courts, so motzim na'alove le'mavi, they extract the money by force from a court, from the borrower to the lender, the ribit. Im ein lo mashkon aledei t'nai shebenehem kagon ribit tzutza. So if it's not ribit tzutza, okay, like a set contract amount, and nonetheless the guy goes to court and says, we had an arrangement, he paid the money, and the court take the money. Says if they would motzim lo v'lemalve bedineinu machzirin mimalve lelove. In our case, in our court, in our situation, there was not ribik tzutza we're speaking about now, right? It's something that's a bit of an argument about the amounts and their courts will take the money, we give it back. Kol she'ilu bedineihem ein motzim lo v'lemalve. If they wouldn't be able to extract the money in their courts. Right, so bedineinu ein machzirin mimalve lelove. That's not called proper ribit. In other words, I think that's what the Gemara is saying. That if in the baiting of the courts of the goyim, they would take the money, that's called proper ribit. We make you pay it back because you also over an issue. If they don't make you pay it back, then it's not called ribit enough. That if in our cases you did pay it, then we make you pay it back. What do you want to say, Robert?
Note says that Rav Safra holds by Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Elazar and not Rabbi Yochanan, because he's clearly talking about giving it, making him pay it back.
Right, right. Safra is no, right. Absolutely.
What's the basis for not paying it back? I mean, early on it says it's gazlan, that's thievery.
Okay, that's a machloket, guys. We're in the learning of Gemara now, right? A Gemara is a machloket. So what do you mean, what's the basis for not paying it back? Rabbi Yochanan says don't pay it back. He brought a whole list of psukim. Rabbi Lazar says pay it back. He brought a whole list of psukim. Now, what do you think? You siding with Rabbi Lazar. Your conscience is a clearly inclined to Rabbi Elazar. So you've got a big shoulder to rely on. What do you mean, what's the basis? Rabbi Yochanan's got big shoulders as well, and he's got his basis. Right? Okay. So Robert points out, okay, that Amar Rav Safra, called should be named Motzim, that this is going in line with Rabbi Elazar. Right? Because he's explained to you when there would be a basis for bringing it back. Rabbi Yochanan would say, you never bring it back. We don't care what he's saying, right? So Abai says, Rav Yosef, v'klaluhu, is this a klal? Is this a rule? Is this a rule that he's playing over here? But we know that Isud Rabbanan, Chachamim say, we saw this in our Mishnah, that if you lend a guy a seah of flour, you can't pay him back a seah of flour. Why? Because the price of seah of flour might have gone up. And now it's called ribbit, right? So the bedinah motzim ilov lemalve, that there, in their laws, they would make you pay it back, extract that money, and we don't make you repay it. Look at Rashi. It's called avak ribit. It's not a real ribit. He says, let's say you borrowed a seah of flour from a guy, and the seah was worth, I don't know, 50 shekels. And you return it a week later, now a seah is worth 55 shekels. We don't make the guy who got the seah pay you back 5 shekels. We don't do it, even though it's avak ribit. We don't like you to do it, right?
It's not ribit.
It's called avak ribit.
Okay, but it's not ribit.
But it's avak ribit, the rabbana. You shouldn't do it. Right? The fact that it's called avak ribit means that rabbana and lechatchili, you shouldn't do it. But if you did do it, you don't have to. We're not going to make you pay back a difference. So that seems to be a bit where the goyim would make you. Right? There. If you want to, in the Goyisha world, if you came to the guy and said, listen, I borrowed from you a Seah. But listen, when I borrowed from you a Seah, it was worth 50. And now a Seah is worth 45. When I borrowed it was worth 45. And now it's worth, I'm only giving you 45 shekels worth of flour back. Because that's what I borrowed from you. In the Goyisha court, they'd say, wait, don't get too cocky here, mister. Go make up that Seah. But according to the Klal of Rav Safra, if that was the case, if they extract it by force, then in our halacha, if you charge the guy, we should take it back from you, in line with Rabbi Lazar's thinking. We don't do that, says Abai to Rabbi Yosef. So that seems to dispute what Rav Safra said. So it's interesting. Rabbi Yosef comes and supports Rav Safra. Look what he says here. He says, Amar lei, inu beturat pikadon at leyade. He says, no. That's not ribbit. The Goyisha courts didn't take it from you because of ribbit. They regarded it as a pikadon. When a guy gave you, lent you a seah of flour, it wasn't, he never saw it as a loan. He saw it as if he was depositing with you a seah of flour as a pikadon, and you were going to give him back his pikadon. So therefore, when you gave him back 5 shekels less what you gave him, you never gave him, it's like the guy brought you his guitar. You don't take the tuning fork off and say, okay, well, you know, I'm keeping the tuning fork. The guy gave his guitar, he wants his guitar. Same thing, that's how the goyim look at it. So that's why he says to him, no, they look at it as a pikad. Look at Rashi over here. Inu betrat pikadon atliyada, inu ki magvu seya beseya, melove lemal ve la betrat ribit, wasn't called a ribit, ki magvu le, inu betrat pikadon hu ben him, de keseya masa lo bet, if he gave him a seya, the chiyam Rav Safra de milte, and when Rav Safra made his din, hachiyam Rav Kosh v'nei hem otzim betrat ribit. So your example of the seya beseya is not good. Rav Safra is speaking about ribit. The goyim don't consider lending flour for flour as ribit. That's considered more as a pikadon. So Amar Ravina Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi akasha now. He says, v'arei mashkanta, b'lo nechiyata. Right, I don't know if we've seen that recently in Baba Kama, but Mashkanta de lo nechiyata is, Rashi explains it very nicely, the very last lines of Rashi, the wide lines. So Mashkanta lo nechiyata means that a Mashkanta, that while you're busy benefiting from the fruits at the moment, you don't, doesn't reduce from the amount that you owe. Look at Rashi. Malve ma'ot ala kerim. You lend a guy money, and your guarantee is you give him your vineyard. Okay, your vineyard. V'ochel apar. Now, a guy is eating, drink, picking the grapes off the tree. V'eino posek lenakot lo minachov klum bishvil achilato v'ochel betrat ribit. So now he's busy eating the grapes. He doesn't do a cheshbon of how many grapes he ate and say, I lent you $1 million and I ate 5,000 shekels worth of grapes, so you only owe me 995,000 shekels. He eats the grapes and you still owe him the whole $1 million. So what was the use of the grapes? That was ribbit. Right? Everybody with me? Yes, that's ribbit. So he says over here, Rabbi Travashi Vare, Mashkante Blo Nechiata. The goyim there would make you pay the money in a case like that. If in other words, if you owed the money, if you owed the guy a ribbit, so even though he was eating your grapes, they'd say, we don't care, pay him the ribbit. Ubedineinu and us as well, ain't machzirin the marvel, we don't make you. Look at why not? Look at Rashi again. The avak ribbitu. The kevin de zimnin. And now why is it avak ribbitu? This is amazing. Look how Rashi explains it. Why is this avak ribbit? I would think it's classic ribbit. I give you my field. You can eat all the fruits of my field. And I owe you the whole debt at the end. Isn't that ribbit? That's classic ribbit. So I says, why is that not ribbit, classic ribbit, and it's avak ribbit? He says, Kevan de zimnin she'enosim peirot. She'akramim lokin einzo ribbit tzutza. Ribbit tzutza means when we know up front what the exact amount of ribbit is going to be that's going to be paid at the end or during this loan. If I say you can eat the fruits of my field, there might not be fruits that year. You know, there might be a loke, there might be plague. What's it called? Insects of the 10 plagues? Okay. Locusts might come and eat all the produce, or there might be a drought, or there might be sun. There's no guarantee you're going to get it. If there's no guarantee, that's not called ribbit tzutza. If it's not ribbit tzutza, then it's avak ribbit. It's a nice klal coming out of Rashi here. That's something which isn't clearly identified beforehand and guaranteed to exist. It's not called ribbit. It's avak ribbit. Therefore, so another question.
If it's linked to the madad, it's not really ribbit.
So David's saying, that's an interesting question. The question is the madad something which is always going to go up?
No, you can have a negative madad.
A negative madad? Okay, well, let's say you say the loan is linked to the madad without interest. It's just the madad. So it might be a vakri bit.
Yeah.
It might be a vakri bit then. Maybe the madad could be a vakri bit.
Goes up.
If it goes up. And because it might not go up, or you don't know how much it's going to go up by. Most loans, not all bank loans, though, funny enough, but individual loans, often you have a loan where there's a madad, but there's no deduction if the madad goes down. That's very common in commercial loans. Banks, though, I think it goes down as well, right?
A classic bank loan. That's linked to prime. You don't know at the beginning of the loan what the ribbit will be.
So therefore the prime would be ribbit and the plus would be the margin would be ribbit, and then the ribbit itself the
how could you have prime minus?
It's
the same thing.
It's the same thing. In other words, you know what the certain amount of ribbit is, and then it just floats, right? So he answers him. So now he's got to come and defend now the Rav Safra again. So Ravina says, Ravashi, Varei Mashkante Belo Nichiat Le Debinim Motzim Milo V'Mavet. Well, you know, we don't. So would that not be considered, how does that work? Your clause implies. He says, Amalei, Inu Betrat Zvini At Le Dei. He says, now, again, that's not ribbit. That's a sale. They consider when they lend you the money and you give them their field, until you pay back the money, they own the field. Therefore, if they own the field, then they can do what they want with the field. It's their field. That's why. Look at Rashi. He says, yeah, Inu nami ki afkele. Rashi goes slightly different girsa. Third white line. Sabre de razvini atu enich parot liadid lokayach. They bought them. Techoz man shlo parlo ma'otav. So long as you don't pay him back. Hakere machulo. He owns the keren. Adz man she pasku benehem she yishayachol yiftota. In other words, I lend you money, you got 10 years, I'm going to keep your field. Can I make it 10 years? I'll pay back, I'll take the field from you. But for the next 10 years, if you come up with the cash, you can have the field back. And that's how their loans work. So they wouldn't, okay. Ella. So he says, call should it be done? So he said, the question is, so now we've got a big question. The Gemara says now. So the call she'ilu b'dina hen, the Gemara of Safra, my atzashvin. So give us an example. What is Rav Safra? So Rav Safra gave this bombastic discussion. He said, everything that in their hands, if they would extract it from us, we make you give it back. If they wouldn't from you, we don't make you give it back. And yet so far we've asked two questions and they aren't what the goyim do. So what did Rav Safra mean when he said, call everything? So Rashi says, give us examples. He says, this is what I came to teach you. Kol she'ilu b'dinehem motzi'in milove l'malve, b'dineinu machshin milove l'love. What is it? B'ribit tzutza. Okay, bottom line, ribit tzutza. Okay, so in other words, ribit tzutza. The goy would make you pay it, we make you give it back. And yeah, Robert, this is what we're waiting for, but you preempted the Gemara, it's fine. Okay, the Gemara says, ukad Rabbi Elazar. And this is like Rabbi Elazar. This was Rav Safra, kad Rabbi Elazar. Call she'ilu b'dinehem ein motzin b'dineinu ein machzirin umay ninu the bachet. What is that? Ribit mukdemet or ribit mukheret. So ribit mukdemet, ribit mukheret is something which you pay in advance or you pay later on, but we're not sure. In other words, it's not ribit looking Rashi over here. Mukdemet or mukheret. But shilay matnitin daf ein hay. We'll see. Ketan la'vaha b'trat ribit yavlei u'b'dineinu imlo natan ein motzin sharei lo pasakimo. Okay, so we'll get to it. We'll see what these klalim are, but those would be examples over there of where you didn't actually fix up the amount, right? But you paid the guy an amount in advance to lend you the money, or you paid him, gave him a gift afterwards to because he paid you the money. Okay, so all those sorts of things which are not 10% of the amount of money, right? Or set amount or set flat fee, that is what the goyim is speaking about. Now, our Mishnah said, Ketzad, lakachi menu chitim, b'dinar zah, b'akur, v'chein shemim, we saw there that the guy paid him money in advance for a certain amount, etc., and then he came to borrow the money. And we said there that in the Mishnah, he said, lakachi menu chitim, b'dinar zah, b'akur, v'chein shemim. Let's look in the Mishnah quickly a second. Mishnah V'ya says, we said there, as you tabir amar be bepayro. So we said, "Kait lakachi menu chitin bedina zabakur." He took from him originally. He took lakachi menu chitin. He bought from him wheat at a value of bedina zahavakur, which is 25 kesef. And that was the shar. Amdu chitin, and then the chitin was worth 30. The price had gone up. And amar lo tani chitash. He said to Mochana, "Give me my wheat. I paid you in advance. I want to go buy one." So amar lo arei chitech asuot ala bedina. You know what? At the moment, your wheat is worth 30 with me, but right? He says, you know, I'll buy the wine from me, but the guy hasn't got the wine. Then we said it was asu. Okay, so we're going to try and make a bit of sense of that now. So what's going on over here? So he says, but now the guy hasn't got the wine. Look, he hasn't got the wine to sell him. The guy wants to sell his wheat and buy wine, and the guy who doesn't want to give him back the money says, no, but don't worry, you've got a debt with me, you can get the wine from me, but he hasn't got the wine. Look, and Rashi says, yeah, but once when we also said in the Mishnah that you can't lend, do a deal like this until there's a set rate, until we know what the market rate is. In other words, if you want to buy something from somebody, you've got to wait until the market price has been established, then you can do the deal. That's not called ribit then. If you know what the price is, you can set a price. So Rashi says, now the guy owes him either his money back or the wheat that he bought in advance. And if we know what the shahr is of the wine, you can make a new deal him on the wine. Va'atani, we learned the brighter, ain't poskin la parrot, ad sheyatza shahr, back in the Gemara. Yatza shahr poskin. And that is different. Afapi she'ain dezeh, yesh dezeh. We don't care if he himself hasn't got wine. Why? Because he can go down and buy the wine from somebody else and give it to him. So what's the problem? Why, what was the problem? It's Amarabba, Magnitin, the rabbi says, you're right. Our Mishnah is not talking about who is actually buying the wine or whatever the case is. Our Mishnah is talking about Amar Rabbi Madidin Bevo Lachov B'Dimehen Askinan. They look at Rashi right at the end here. Madidin Bevo Lachov B'Dimehen Askinan Shelo Natan Lo Et Hamochel Elokeach Dimeh Achidin Shechayav. We never gave him back the money he owes him. Sheyachzu V'Kavim Enu. And then he could buy back from him the wine. Right? Ela Ba La'asot Alav Dimeh Achidin Chov. So you know what? I owe you now, you can buy for me now this kura of wheat, and now it's 30. So I owe you 30. Right? But if sokachov yain, and so now I'll owe you wine. We'll fix the price of wine. And now I'll tell you how much of the wine I owe you. וכך אמר לו, אני מקבל עלייך איתך ב-30 דינר. I will accept that I owe you 30 דינר. כמו שאתה יכול למוכן, because you could have now taken the wheat from me and gone and sold it for 30 דינר. והרי לך אצלי בהן יין כשעה של עכשיו. Now we said a price of what the wine is. So essentially, I could have given you your wheat, your kur of wheat. You paid me 25 in advance. You could have gone and sold it for 30. So now, I owe you 30, right? And now you're about, wow, we know what wine is. I don't know, wine, you can get 30 liters for that 30 dinar. I owe you 30 liters of wine. Do you have a yayin? Have a kanui lo miachshav. If he had the wine, probably would have been a good deal. If he yaker, if it's going to go up, we should have yaker, right? So who's, if right? And if it had gone, increased the value, who would get the increased value? The guy who owns the wine. Well, I know, but he hasn't got the wine. ולא קיבל עכשיו מה, he never got money either. שנוכל אמור יכול לקנותו בדמים שקיבל. The guy said, I never got the money from the seller, from the guy who owes you the money, I could have gone and got the wine. נמצא שאין עם עצתו אלא בהלוואה בעלמה. So what's going on over here? Really, we basically rolled over a loan into a new loan. That's what's happening. Because I owe you now 30, I owe you a kur of wheat. I don't want to give you the kur of wheat. You want to buy wine. So the guy said, okay, give me the money. I'll pay you 25. It's worth 30 now, right? I'm going to take the kur which I paid, go to your neighbor, sell it, and get 30 dinar. Because that take the dinar. I owe you now 30 dinar. He says, yeah, but I want wine. So I haven't got wine now. If he had the wine, and we knew what the market price of the wine was, no problem. I'd give you the wine. Or I could take the wheat and go sell it and come back to you and buy the wine. But no money's changed hands. All we have to do is roll over into a new loan. That's what's happening at the moment. Right, they said, what a chobed min askina. G'detanya, back in the Gemara, reshaya noshe b'chere mane, a guy owed his friend 100 mane. Balach malach goronor, he went to his threshing floor and he said, tell me ma'otah, give me my money. Shani rotze li kach b'hem chi, I want to go buy wheat. So I'm like, listen, chitim yeshti. So I haven't got the money to pay you back, but you know what, I'll give you wheat. Shani noten lach. Right, so tzei v'ase alai kashar shel achshav. Go work out how much the wheat is worth according to what I owe you. And I'll supply you for the next 12 months according to the current market value. That's Asur. Why? The love ke Isaro haba liyado dami. And Isaro is money, right? And Isar. That's not like when the guy pays you money. Here I said to you what's happening is, you owe me money. I'm converting the loan that you owe me into the wheat today. You're going to supply wheat for the next 12 months. And what's going to happen over the next 12 months? The price of wheat is going to go up, right? So I'm going to be benefiting from you because I'm going to be buying wheat in advance now. And you're going to be paying me off my loan, so to speak. It doesn't matter how much the wheat costs. So as the wheat goes up, that seems to be a ribbit. So I'm going to buy it. My area. So I buy it. So I don't understand. In our Mishnah, what was our problem? Our problem was that because the guy never had wine at the moment, correct? If he had the wine, it would have been a straightforward exchange, no problem. So I said, but the way that you explain this to me, even if he had the wine, I'm about eat the law, kishra, but if we're saying that the problem is, this isn't an exchange of money, but it's a rolling over of a debt, and the interest in pushing the rollover, so my area, what did it mean when we said, ain lo, that the problem is that he hasn't got the wine? I feel like if he had the wine, it would be a problem because he's not giving the guy the wine now. There's no exchange. It's a rollover with the guy's going to be, over the future, drawing down irrespective of what the price is. And that seems to be the problem. Look at Rashi. I feel like
it's a market price.
What?
It's a market price. It's either the one or the other.
Yeah, but the market price is the market price now. I'm paying you the money now, but I know I'm not going to get it from you now. What's happening is over the next 12 months, you're going to pay me. Now, over the next 12 months, the price is going to go up, right? So when I actually start...
The price, that becomes his score at the seller's.
But he hasn't... So you say that's why, because he hasn't got it, but he could have gone to buy it from somebody else. So that's what our buyer is saying. Our buyer is saying, we don't care. Because it seems that the Gemara is saying that what's the real problem? Says there's no money changing hands. If the guy would have walked into the shop and paid the guy and put the money down, and said, there's the money, I'm buying you now a year's worth of at this price today, and there was a market price at the price, you'd be right. And that's exactly our buyer's kashya. Our buyer's saying, it seems that the problem is that no money changed hands. If money changed hands, we'd agree. But once it's not, the reason is because money isn't changing hands, and that seems to be the problem. Then what do we care if the guy's got the stuff or he hasn't got the stuff? The problem is that there was no money changing hands, was rolling over a loan. So why do we care? You're right. I agree with you. That was a straightforward transaction. You'd be correct. That would be okay. And that's our buyer's kashya. Our buyer's saying, it seemed in the that we understood beforehand. It's probably you came to buy it now and you never had the goods. So it was a problem. But then we said, oh, no, it's not a problem because you can go and buy it from somebody else. But now you're telling me that's not the problem. The problem is because there was no money changing hands. So if there's no money changing hands, who cares if he's got the stuff or he hasn't got the stuff? Even if he had the stuff, you should say the same thing. The problem is the money changing hands. I agree with you. I agree with you, right? Look at Rashi. Afilo yeshto yainami. The high tanner but omed agronokam. He's actually standing at the threshing floor. The yeshlo chitin. The guy's got the wheat. Afilo achiasa. There, the guy's got the goods in his hair, in his storeroom. And you're still telling me it's asu. Why? Because there was no money changing hands. So then what do we care in the other cases where he hasn't got it? You said if he had it. Yeah, he's got it. You're telling me it's asu. So therefore we're seeing that it makes a difference if you've got it or you haven't got it. If you've got it, you're telling me it's asu. What's going on over here? Right? Right, this is the same Rav Safra, by the way, who supported Rabbi Lazar, but he says Rav Safra, who taught Rav Safra taught this Beribit to the Rabbi Chia. This seemed to be Ribit that was taught in the Beribit of Rabbi Chia. What was it? The Tani Rav Safra Beribit the Rabbi Chia. Yesh Tvarim Shem Mutarin. There are things which Mikra Adin are Mutar. Yeah, where's Klav? Getting ready, Klav? Sell it. Right, the things that are Mikra Adin. Mutar v'asurin mipnei ha'aramat ribit, but the asur because they look like at the end of the day it's a ruse, a ribit ruse. The word ready, the whole thing is just making it look like a nice transaction, but tachlit's actually ribit. And okay, how would that work? So amar lo halveni mane. God comes to God and says, "Lend me a money. I want to borrow money from you. So I haven't got a money to lend you." He says, "Amar le mane ain't." But you know what? Chitin le mane yeshli. I've got wheat. I can give you the wheat. Shall I give you the wheat? So Natan lo chitin mani. He gives him wheat, and now the owner of the wheat gives me the wheat. They say, I now owe him a money of wheat, correct? I now owe him a money of wheat. V'chazar v'lakhan himenu b'eshrin v'arba sela. And he buys back the wheat from me, a money, which is 25. He buys it back from me, but 24.
Because the second guy didn't have money.
Exactly. I don't have the money. But you know what? I'll give you the wheat. And I'll buy it, give you 20. So never mind. So what's happening over here is I owe him now, right, a money. I owe him now a whole 25. Because I owe him up. Anybody, right? Mutar. That's mutar v'asu. Why? Lasot kem ibnei haramat ribit. Hachinami kegond amar. It says that's similar. So to our mission is like a case of what? Halveni shloshim dinari. Lend me 30 dinar in our Mishnah. Amar leh, 30 dinar in the I haven't got. But chitim 30 dinar yeshli. Shayinu 10, I can lend you 30 dinar. Now, tal no chitim 30 dinar. He gives him the 30 dinar. V'chazav lakhaim enu, but dinar zah. He brought it back at 25. Again, never 30 never had, but 25 he's got suddenly to buy back from. And now you still owe the guy the 30. You owe him 30. And he bought it from 5 for 25. So what did you still owe him 5? Right, so basically you took a loan through a fabricated transaction. The word says, now, eat like Hamre de Love de Yav Labishloshim dinar. So now, this is, I think, what our buyer is explaining when we said, make difference if he's got it or he hasn't. He said, now, eat like Hamre de Love de Yav Labishloshim dinar. If the guy's got the wine, our mishnah was he wanted to convert his wheat into wine. Eat like Hamre de Love. The Yahiv lay b'shloshim dinar piruhu de kashaki minay v'leitlanba. Then he took the wine in terms of the wheat. And therefore, it was piru he took v'leitlanba. It wouldn't be ribit. V'i lo kevan de leitlechama. But if not, he hasn't got the wine. Vada mishkal zude minay. He should be taking the money from him mechzeik ribit. So that's what he said. Yeah, if he would have done this whole story on produce wheat for wine, even at a lesser amount, so. He took produce. He paid and took produce. But once there's money involved, it looks like it's ribit. So that seems what's going on over here. The fact that it's money. So I'm out of... What? He helped him. But if anybody who lends you money helps you, when you need money desperately and a guy who lends you money is called helping you, But the Torah expects you to help him for free, not help him for a charge. Right? That's the chidush of Ribbit. You saw yesterday's daf. It's a chidush. Why was it a chidush? That's the chidush. Right? So Amar Rava, so to Abaya, right? So Rava says to Abaya, Hachi, right? Teni chitai. So he said, but if that's the case, Rava says to Abaya, then when the Mishnah said, give me chitai, it shouldn't have said chitai. Tmei chitai mi ba, it should have been my money, the value of my money. He says, you know what, you're right, tmei chitai, change it to tmei chitai, to the money. So he says, but again, when he says, shani rotze bahem, what another Bach adds in here? What's the Bach add in here? Tani chitai shani rotze lemochran. I'm sorry, when it said there, shani rotze lemochran, not that I want to sell them. Shemachartem lacha mi baile. That I'm selling you. Because now he's selling back, right? He's getting to be selling it back. He says, you know what? Ni shemachartem lacha, so change it. We'll carry on the rest tomorrow. So he doesn't have a problem with changing the whole Mishnah to sort work in with what he said. We'll clarify that tomorrow and go into the game.